Thank you. We're joined as usual by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're pleased to welcome back our guest, House Majority Whip and Representative Jay Edwards, Democrat of Tiverton. Thank you for joining us, Jay.
Good morning, Ian. Thank you for having me.
State House veterans were stunned when the Rhode Island House of Representatives passed a new budget Tuesday in less than 3 hours. The annual budget debate usually goes until the wee hours, close till dawn. This time, the spending plan attracted unanimous support and bipartisan praise. So let's ask you, Representative Edwards, what do you consider the single most important element of this budget?
It was exactly what the governor and the speaker had talked about from the beginning. It dealt with the economy and the jobs, and they kept to the message, and that's exactly what we put out. We put out a jobs, good economy jobs bill.
Maureen, we know it's sometimes better to be lucky than good in politics, and the economy is improving. Governor Raimondo will benefit from that, but do you think this budget will have a real impact as far as trying to improve Rhode Island's economy?
Yes, I do, for a couple of reasons. In addition to the jobs and the economic message that they stayed on message for, they attack some structural problems, which is very important. And it also, there was something in there for everyone in the sense that earned income tax credits, relief for Social Security, for retired people, as well as funding for various aspects of education. So I think it really was a thoughtful package. And I mean, everybody signed on. And I think, you know, it's interesting. It used to be the budget, you'd pass the budget and everybody would get out of town, literally. And now it seems to be a more thoughtful process, and I give credit to the leadership.
Scott, what kind of impact do you think this budget will have on Rhode Island's economy?
I think the economy's improving. I think the national picture is better. I think you're seeing the fact that there's $100 million extra. The surplus in the budget really did help, I think, smooth things at the State House. And money does solve problems. The other thing that the Assembly appears to have done, the House certainly, is take the prickly issues and kick the can down the sidewalk, particularly the Pawtucket Red Sox Stadium deal, and the other big one, of course, was the truck tolls.
Well, speaking of prickly issues, Governor Raimondo's office is promoting a revised plan to pay for bridge improvements through new tolls on trucks. The State Trucking Association says there are not enough details, but Governor Raimondo says it's important to move ahead, and now leadership in the House has introduced a bill. So, Representative Edwards, are we going to see the House approve this measure before you guys wrap up business next week?
Possibly, but it's all going to depend on the details, as everything. With the Pawsox deal, neither one of these issues were ready for prime time. If they've got something now that's a little more detailed and clean on the roads and bridges, I'm sure we'll be able to act on it.
Do you support this proposal to pay for bridge improvements through tolls on trucks?
Oh, I was one of the people who adamantly fought against all tolls on trucks, and we actually tried to get through a sequestration of all the departments using 0.25% every year. But if they're not going to toll the area that I live in, because all the bridges down there are in fairly decent shape, I don't see any reason why that we shouldn't have some sort of funding mechanism so that all of our bridges are eventually repaired. Right now, we're worse than the country. We need to be better than that.
Scott, we see how leaders in the State Senate and House are the sponsors of this legislation. Does that indicate to you that this truck toll proposal is about to move ahead?
Well, it's interesting. I think that we need to find a way to pay for this infrastructure. It has to be done. And, you know, bulldozers don't just fly out of the sky. The state needs to have a dedicated stream of revenue to do this. I think the leadership understands that. It'd be nice if they could come to some kind of compromise and work something out.
Maureen, what do you make of the rollout on this by Governor Raimondo? It seemed like initially a lot of the details were not really there. Now they've come back with another proposal. What's your analysis?
My analysis is that initially just having the leadership stand under a decaying bridge was a good thing. Admittedly, the details weren't laid out as carefully as they should have. But there is time. It seems like they have another package. And it is not unusual to pass legislation that doesn't include every single fine point. And my sense is they've got to get on with this, as Scott said. They've got to get rolling. And they don't want to let it get away from them in the sense that the longer you wait, you build up opposition. My sense is this is going to go after the budget, we may see this wrapped up.
In a non-binding vote, Coventry residents voted this week to dissolve the Coventry Fire District rather than raising taxes. This is just the latest story to highlight concerns about the cost of fire services in Rhode Island. Maureen, do you think the General Assembly will sign off on the dissolution of this fire district?
I think the time has come. I really think we have reached a tipping point, given what went on in the previous legislation, talking about staffing. I think people have had it. The voters are furious. And I think this is the time when there's momentum for reorganization. Everybody talks about reorganization and says, oh, we should do it. Coventry is an example of how difficult it is. But this may be, as I say, the thing that pushes the legislature into meaningful reform.
How about it, Representative Edwards? Are you willing to sign off on dissolving this Coventry Fire District now that the residents there have voted to do that?
The General Assembly generally defers to whatever the locals are looking for. This is a strictly local issue. We had a bill in yesterday that Representative Kennedy introduced. Very, very local issue, local concerns, and we passed the bill. I don't see any reason why we as an assembly wouldn't allow Coventry to self-govern and to get what they need.
Do you see a statewide approach to address these fire issues, or do you think it's more on a case-by-case thing where if voters in a particular fire district vote to dissolve a district, then that's the way to go?
The way Rhode Island is, as parochial as we are, we have been trying to, over the course of many years, consolidate. I think it's going to take a much bigger effort on everyone's behalf, the localities, the state, everyone, to push some sort of regionalization, and that's what we really need. Rhode Island is just a big city-state or a very large county as in comparison to other places.
Scott, we've talked here many times about the archaic approach in which Coventry, Lincoln, other communities have multiple fire districts, a throwback to the agricultural age. Is there a solution here, and what will it take to get it?
I think the fire systems are just a symbol of a whole bunch of other government services that need to be looked at. Let's face it. We're a state that's so small, we're not even big enough to be a county anywhere west of the Hudson River. And we've got too many fire departments, too many pension systems, too many school departments, too many water systems. This is just yet another example of Rhode Island has to become a 21st century state rather than a 19th century state.
We know that. The question is, how do we get there?
Difficult.
Representative Edwards, any thoughts on how we get there?
The General Assembly has tried a number of times to institute some sort of regionalization, and we have failed miserably. I think we're going to have leadership from the top, Governor Raimondo and her entire team, plus the General Assembly, and get the major cities and towns on board with this.
Representative Edwards, let me ask you, it's your job to count votes in the House as the whip. What was your reaction when the budget vote that normally takes 16, 20 hours wrapped up in under three?
I was thrilled. I got to actually go home, have a glass of wine with my wife, and go to bed early. I get up very early in the morning, so it was a real pleasure.
All right. Maybe a new day in Rhode Island, at least for a little bit. Thanks for joining us on Roundtable. Scott?
Thank you.
Maureen?
Thank you.
And Majority Whip and Representative Jay Edwards of Tiverton.
Thank you for having me.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at RAPR.org.
Major funding for Political Roundtable is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.